In Peru, the Truth and Reconciliation Commission has begun a series of televised public hearings. Members are determining the political climate that led to 25,000 deaths and another 6,000 disappearances over two decades of guerrilla insurgency. The hearings are the first step in a two-year government mandate to identify victims, investigate human rights abuses, and make recommendations, which could include legal action and financial reparations. While many victims have high expectations that justice finally will be served, political parties implicated in the abuses are throwing up roadblocks and threatening the success of the effort. Anne Moncrief reports from Ayacucho.
On a recent evening, villagers gathered in the main square of the small Andean town of Huanta. They lit candles and joined in a remembrance of loved ones tortured, killed, or disappeared during the 20-year war between the army and the pro-Maoist Shining Path revolutionaries. The Truth Commission chose to begin their hearings in this isolated mountain province where the war began. As the villagers marched around the center plaza, victims told their stories over loudspeakers. This campesina, speaking in her native Quechua, recounted the night 15 years ago when hooded soldiers broke down her door and took her teenage son. There are many like her who have stories to tell. The afternoon sun cut across the long, grated lecture hall in Huanta as Abraham Fernandez recounted how his little village of Chaca got caught in the crossfire between a repressive military and the brutal Shining Path guerrillas. Over the course of 7 years, he said, 61 members of the town were murdered, leaving 40 widows and 92 orphans. Another woman described how soldiers dragged the men from her village from a church service and killed them while forcing the women to sing hymns. At the end of her testimony, the widows, accompanied by their priest, once again sang the song. These stories are not unique. Between 1980 and 2000, over 500,000 rural Peruvians fled the countryside to Lima, breaking up families, destroying communities, and throwing many of the country's most marginalized citizens into desperate poverty. Now, after years of frightened silence, these same citizens are asking for justice. Hopefully we will have the truth and things won't stay like this, says Julia Castillo, who fled to Lima 19 years ago after her mother and two brothers were murdered by the military and her father was taken to jail. We are angry and our family has been destroyed, she says. Commissioner Sofia Macher says vast numbers of victims like Castillo will make it virtually impossible for every case to be resolved.
The concept of justice is very complicated. We have to find a viable path and we have to be realistic. When we did a public opinion poll last year, it showed that for the public, the measure of success for the commission at the end of the process will be if we put the big fish in jail. That's how people are going to judge us. It's overwhelming because we don't know if we'll be able to do it. But at least I'd hope that the responsible politicians will have to give a public accounting of what happened.
That may be difficult. The period of time covered by the commission includes three different political administrations, none of which seem eager to reopen the past. The most contentious is the APRA party, headed by former President Alan Garcia. 41% of all human rights abuses took place during the 5 years that Garcia was in office. And with political aspirations for 2005, he and his party are doing everything possible to publicly discredit the commission, criticizing the organization's dollar-based salaries, attacking commission members in Congress, and even staging protests outside the hearings. Priscilla Hayner of the International Center for Transitional Justice says all that is typical, but it can seriously derail the process.
Really getting to the heart of the truth is always a threat. I don't find it surprising that there is a reaction against this commission. I think the stronger the commission is and the better it does its work, the more likely there will be certain sectors or certain individuals that are resisting it. What's important is that this does not turn into something that really limits and constrains the commission considerably. I think over the next weeks we'll begin to see if that will be true. Right now the commission is continuing its work as it should, staying on a straight line. It knows what its mission is and I think it's doing that well. But I think the fact that it's doing it well and I think the fact that there were suddenly going to be public hearings was the event that caused people to react there's a lot of sectors, or at least some sectors in the society, that really would be better off if the truth did not come out.
That may be true, but as the vigilant Juanita showed, there is a deep hunger for the truth. Commissioners are hoping that as hearings take place around the country, the groundswell of public pressure will force politicians like Garcia to take responsibility for their actions and finally allow the country a chance to heal. For NPR News, I'm Ann Moncrief in Ayacucho.